Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever, and welcome to episode 28 of Role Model. My name is Axel and you've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. You've come to the right place if you are ready to learn from the best. And it's another sunny day in Bali. Life is freaking amazing, even if I just lost my credit card. But I can't change it, so why being angry? There is just no point. But anyways, on today's episode, the one and only Oprah steps by. I mean, I don't have to introduce Oprah. Everyone knows Oprah. She's just amazing and she's changing lives every single day. And I'm pretty sure this speech will change yours as well. Have fun. Did you just hear that? Bali's just freaking crazy. As always, I'm sitting outside under a palm tree. Did you hear that again? Anyways, enjoy this speech.
All of you leaving here have the potential for enormous success. There's a price that comes with that. First and foremost, knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. Being able to answer this question, who am I and what do I want? I'm asking the bigger question of who am I? Who am I really? And what do I want? I don't want to just be successful in the world. I don't want to just make a mark or have a legacy. The answer to that question for me is I want to fulfill the highest, truest expression of myself as a human being. You must have some kind of vision for your life. Even if you don't know the plan, you have to have a direction in which you choose to go. You want to be in the driver's seat of your own life, because if you're not, life will drive you. Knowing who you really are in this space and time that we embody. You must find a way to serve. Martin Luther King said that not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. Now, we live in a world where everybody wants to be famous and where we admire people for just being famous. We think being known brings us value. The truth is, all of that will fade in time. In 3 years, you won't be able to name the housewives of Atlanta. The real truth is that service and the significance that you bring to your service is that which is lasting. When you shift the paradigm of whatever it is you choose to do to service, and you bring significance to that, success will, I promise you, follow you. Service and significance equals success. Here's the key. Learn from every mistake, because every experience, encounter, and particularly your mistakes, are there to teach you and force you into being more of who you are. And then figure out what is the next right move. What is your true calling? What is your dharma? What is your purpose? All of you leaving here have the potential for enormous success. There's a price that comes with that. People don't always like you, and they're not always happy for you. And if you surround yourself with people who are not accustomed to your success, they become fearful. They become scared because you are reflecting back something to them that they don't recognize. People who want the best for you want you to be your best. So my greatest advice to you is to surround yourself with people who are going to fill your cup until your cup runneth over. And what I know for sure is that the biggest choices begin and end with you, your internal big questions. Who do I want to be in the world? Be excellent. People notice. Let excellence be your brand. Everybody talks about building a brand. I never even knew what that was. When people say, you're a brand, I would say, no, I'm just Oprah. What I recognize now is that my choice to, in every way, in every example, in every experience, to do the right thing and the excellent thing is what has created the brand.
Okay, that was the incredible Oprah. I have nothing to add. Well, actually, I do have something to add. The only thing, if you are not happy with your life, if you're not happy with your body, and you really want to change something, you have to actually execute. You probably felt inspired, kind of. I mean, it's Oprah, so you definitely felt inspired, but inspiration without action will bring you nothing, like zero. So you actually have to execute. You have to, well, listen to the first step now. Whatever it is, do it now. Right after this podcast episode, do it. Start. Just start. The first step is always the hardest. So just do it. And please have an amazing day. We're gonna see us tomorrow.